Is that going? Welcome to the Business Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. This is Tanya Hoffman. I'm the CEO and founder of the Public Speakers Association. And what I wanted to do is give you some insight on how can you make money and basically turn it into a base. So what I see a lot happen with entrepreneurs is they're always struggling to get the next sale. So this is usually because everyone has a one-off sale program, meaning you go out and you sell a lipstick and you got to go sell another lipstick or another insurance policy or another whatever. You're just always trying to sell the next thing. So what you need to do is come up with a plan, a strategy on how to create a base, because we know it's all about the base, right? So a base income, that means you know how much is going to come in every month, no matter what. No matter what you're doing, it's just automatically coming in. So I'm going to give you some insights of how you can create that. Now, each one of you has an incredible information that people want to know, that people need. It's going to change their life. And if you're speaking, this works really, really well. If you go out and you have something to sell a group. If you are just an entrepreneur, same thing. Because a lot of times people want to get in and they want to taste out something before they buy into a whole package. And a lot of it is just information. You've got information that they need or a product that they would love to have more than just once, you know, every time they talk to you once a year or something. Now, sometimes it could be, say, if you're a realtor, well, you may go 2, 3, 4, 10 years before you see that person again. So you want to make sure that not only do you give them a great customer service and relationship building, but that you're also providing them something else that they could buy into. So let's use this analogy. Your business needs to be a skyscraper. Now, first, your building needs to have a courtyard. Your courtyard, oh, it's so lovely. It's got picnic benches. It's got trees and birds and playscapes for the kids. Okay, it's a nice courtyard. People love it. Now, that courtyard is your social media, your networking, and your email list. So this is the free people. Now, you want them looking at your building the whole time. What happens to a lot of people is they have so many trees and it's so lovely that no one can see your building. Okay? Or it's such a lovely courtyard, no one ever wants to leave. So people who blog too much, they give way too much information out. They'll often have a hard time converting people into their building because people are satisfied. You're giving them just plenty. And then some of you, you won't even have a building out there, meaning they didn't even know that you had a building. They just see the courtyard. They didn't even know you had products or services to buy. Have you ever told somebody, hey, by the way, I have this special coming up, or I sell Mary Kay, or I sell whatever, right? Did you ever tell people what you do? And this is one of the biggest problems. Now, when you're looking at creating your building, that first level, the level for them to come into, needs to be an incredible easy yes level, meaning they don't even have to think about if it's even doable. So what a lot of people do is they have their first level, you know, maybe it's $250. Well, that's a big chunk. So you want to get them in softer. You got to show them that you've got stuff, that you know what you're talking about. Now, the $25 to $50 range is a very easy. Under $97 is also pretty easy, but after you get over $50, they start really thinking hard about it. So if it's under $50, it's easy. Oh, yeah, I know if I've got $50 in the bank. Not even a question. So when most people look at $50, they don't have to go ask their husbands, their wives, their priests, their dog. They don't have to ask anybody. They know if they can spend $50 or $25 or $10. That's why books and CDs sell so well at back of the room and, you know, at events or just when you're talking to people. Because no one has to question it. Oh, yeah, let me buy that. Okay? So you get people in to your first level in a very easy offer. Now, I always think of this level as like the party room, right? This is the club. And you want them to belly up to the bar. They could go and they could dance and shake their booty a little bit, but they want to come back to the bar. And you want to keep them at the bar. Because if they go back out to the courtyard, you're going to have to start all over again trying to get them back into your building. And you don't want to do that. It's too much work. So it's much easier to then go and say, you know, Susie, I know you're having such a good time. I'm so glad you got in on this special duper offer, but I know you're going to need more. So what I want you to do is I want you to write down 12 kind of outlines, like an outline of what you know. So say if you're in health and wellness, maybe it's nutrition, maybe it's water, exercise, right? You're writing it all down in a big outline. If it's, say, sales, you know, how to close a sale, how to start a sale, how to start a conversation, how to find clients. If it's, you know, whatever your specialty is, write it into 12 kind of bullet points. So suddenly, what you got them in on once has turned into a year-long program. So that single $50 investment turns into a $50 a month investment because they're going to want to know all the other stuff. If they were interested in the first, they're going to want to know everything else. So now you've got a group coaching program because you're not just doing it one-on-one. You're doing it as a group with Q&A at the end, okay? Now, when I create systems, I don't want to just create one-offs. So definitely I got away from the one-off, here's my $50, to now here's $50 every month. So that's $600 from that person. So if you get 10 people in, that's $500 you made. But if you do it every month, that's $6,000 a year from 10 people. Can you do 10 people? Yes, of course you can. It's not that hard. There is something you know that I don't know, and I will pay you for. But I want you to start thinking beyond that, okay? So I try to look at dividing into 6 to 11 income streams in everything that I do. 6 to 11 income streams. So my first stream is the one-off. The second stream is now a monthly program. What else? Because that's what you have to ask yourself every time. What else? Oh, well, I could get a sponsor for every month. And maybe I charge that person $100 because those 10 people are their target market. So they come in monthly. That's $100 a month. That's $1,200 extra. So now you're up to $7,200. Then you take it and you say, what else? Well, you can record it. Now you have the recording you can put up on your website and sell it over and over again forever. Right? I've got people that go to my website. They go to TanyaHoffman.com. They see opportunities, and they check out what I have that I've already recorded, and they sign up for it, and the money comes in, and I send them this great information that I've recorded that they love, right? So now you've got a recording. Now the sponsor is even more happy because it's not just a one-off to 10 people. It's a one-off forever. They're going to hear their little message over and over again. Sound great? So what else? Well, maybe you could have a bonus speaker. People love bonuses, by the way, right? Don't discount. Give them bonuses. So the bonus could be a bonus speaker. So someone who has the same kind of target as you. So you ask 12 people to come in, one a month, to be the bonus speaker. Now, those people are also going to tell their list. So it's about a partnership. It's collaboration. So you're like, Susie, I want you to be a part of my event, right? So say if you're a business person and you're like, oh, my gosh, Tanya, I need you to be a, you know, come in and speak about speaking in 1 month. I'm like, fantastic. So can you shoot out an email or social media plug to your people? Yay. So I push it out to my people. Guess what happens? They all see you. They see your name. They see your event. You get connected. So it's also a very fast way to build your list, your database, right, to get people to know who you are. And also to get just people to even see your name. So you ask 12 top people that you know that have great connections to be your bonus speakers. It also does another thing. Not only does it market to their list, but to your list it looks more impressive because now you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have Tanya, and I'm going to have this person, and I'm going to have this person. So it shows that you're connected, and if you pick the right people, it shows that you're very well connected, which also brings more sales. It just does. Another thing is you could ask each of the bonus speakers. You could say, Tanya, on my event, I would love for you to be a speaker, and you can sell. And I'm like, woohoo, and I love to revenue share with you. So you're going to revenue share with each of your speakers, meaning that if they sell something on your event to your 10 people, that you're going to get a percentage. And you just work out what the percentage is. It ranges from 10 to 50% that you get, okay? And you just negotiate that. So if I end up selling something on your event, you're going to get a percentage. So now you got 12 percentages that you're going to get each month. And if you pick the right people who can sell, you're going to make some money. Okay? Now, so what else? So these are the things that I need you to start doing is ask the what else question. So every time you do something, what else? How else can I market this? How else can I make money from this? So it gets you off of this one-off, I'm just going to do one little thing and make my little money and then stop from there. Because I make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year from $10 to $25 a month. Okay? And if I can do it, you can do it. It's not that hard. So when you create these systems, now you really have divided in to multiple marketing opportunities. Because you're not just doing one. I mean, that's just, what, an hour a week, a month, right, that you're doing a monthly call. We've got a lot of other time. So you may have multiple things that you can speak on. Maybe you have bigger packages. So the base package, they get this one call a month. And maybe their premium package is they get this other call with way more Q&A, and they could have another bonus sessions. I mean, there's all kinds of things that you could create. And it's all about tweaking. So I need you to get used to the idea that it's not ever going to be perfect. And as soon as you get a rhythm growing, then usually something changes, and you got to change it again. And you got to listen to what people are asking of you. Because, yes, follow your passion. Follow what makes you happy. But also follow the money. Follow what's going to make you income. Because, again, if not, that means you got to go get a job. So you may have a couple different, you know, businesses running. One that you just absolutely love to do that maybe it doesn't quite make you as much money, but you love doing it. And then you get this other thing that you really, it's okay. It's just not the most exciting thing, but you know a lot about it, and you can help a lot of people. I mean, that's pretty exciting just in itself, that you just can go out and help people. So look at things a little bit differently. And the reason I even came up with this idea is that my friend Bill, who's a billionaire, so I call him Bill the Billionaire, which he doesn't really like, but, you know, it's the reality. And I just sat down with him. So have you ever sat down with millionaires and billionaires and just asked them questions? So I sat down with Bill, and I'm like, this is about 2007. I'm like, okay, Bill, you are not that impressive. He goes, Tanya, you're the first person who's ever said that to me. I said, but it's true. I said, why are you a billionaire and I'm not? And that's when he told me, because it's because you're looking at everything in one-offs. So when he buys a piece of land, now he owns the land, right? He's making money off of owning land. But he goes beyond that. So then he drills for oil if there's oil there. He also gets the core. So when he's through with the oil, he has the core sample. So if there's any minerals there, he can sell the mineral rights. And then once he's all done with that, he's got a couple other things that he does with it. He may have it as a deer lease or something. And then when he's all finished, he can actually sell the piece of land. I was like, wow, it was just such a new concept for me. So hopefully this is a new concept for you. And if it's not a new concept and you're not doing it, why not? So if you do your own conference, if you do your own events, if you do, you know, have a business, what else can you do? What is the what else question? And then divide it out and see and try something. You know, with the Public Speakers Association, you know, when I started it 2.5 years ago, in January of 2013, I looked at, okay, how can I create momentum for people? So my question was, what else? What else do they need? So sometimes that kind of question is also great to ask yourself about your clients. And then I would try something, and some things really work well, like these virtual summits are awesome. I get to hear so many great presentations, amazing people, and then I get to help them get their word out and get their message out there. And people have gotten so many new clients and sold so many books from these virtual summits. I mean, how exciting is that? And then I've tried some other things that, frankly, just had no momentum. I might have loved it, but no one else seemed to love it. And that's what happens to a lot of the things that we do, is we think we have a great idea, but unless somebody buys it, it's not really that great of an idea. So this is the next concept I want to get through. Is I want you to get used to not making something until you've sold it. So I know this is a really hard thing for a lot of people, but it's brilliant. So what I mean is, if you have an idea for something, if people aren't willing to buy it, there's no reason to make it. Which also translates to, if you look at creating something and you go through all this time, effort, just to find out someone's not going to buy it, I mean, how sad is that? But if you just do it quickly and you don't sit down and spend a lot of time on it and you find out people want to buy it like crazy and then you go and make it, woohoo! But then if you don't, it doesn't have any momentum, then that's fine, right? You can quickly come back and recover from it. So, for example, say you put together a workshop and you give it a great name and you pick out the day you're going to start it and then you go to an event. So all you've done is figure out what you're going to talk about at your virtual. So say you put together this monthly, checklist of things that you're going to be speaking about, teaching people about. And then you put together a sell sheet, and you go speak someplace about it. And then you sell it. And nobody buys it. Well, all you're out is the time that it took you to make the sell sheet and be done with it. So if you weren't able to sell it, it really didn't cost you a lot. Now, a lot of times what I do is I'm always very good, and I've always been very good at listening to people and never assuming what I want to do is the only way to do things. Okay, I haven't always been like that, but it's been pretty good. Now, when you look at developing out, you know, a product, start with a base. Start with what you think people will want. So I was going to this event in California that I was a speaker in, and I decided I was going to sell this certain program. But when I got there and I was starting to talk to people, I realized not only was my price point too low, I had it for $97, because I always talk to the person going in, how much should I have this product be? Well, you know, what do you see most people selling? And what she had told me was $97. That's what I can sell it for. These people will buy it at $97. So great. So I had made these, you know, double carbonless copies, and it looked beautiful, nice little sell sheet. And then my spot to speak was at the end of the event. I went through the whole event talking to people. So what did I talk about? Well, I would just kind of mention, you know, oh, yeah, do you need help with? And then I would kind of mention what my upcoming sales pitch would be, right? And what I found is they were like, no, what I really need is someone to teach me how to write titles, descriptions, how to do a PowerPoint, and then what to sell at the back of the room. And I'm like, really? And I kept hearing that over and over again. So I went that evening after everyone closed down. It was like 9 o'clock at night. I went to my laptop that I brought with me. I took my sales form. I changed it quickly to say titles, descriptions, PowerPoint, and back-of-the-room sales item. And so I kept the same date, and I increased the amount to $197. Now, why did I increase it? Because I found out everybody at that event was selling something for $97. And the last thing you want to do is look like everyone else. Okay? So I increased mine because I wanted to show more value than the people that were selling that were just getting started. Okay? So you have to really think through a lot of these strategies. But a lot of times it's just a quick assessment of what's going on around you. So when I got up on stage and I sold, oh my gosh, people were like all over it. They're like, oh, that's exactly what I've been looking for. I'm so glad you were offering that. Right? And then those who can't be there on that date that I was going to be airing it, right, they just got the recording. So it was not a problem there either. So that's what I want you to look at, is adjusting what you're going to sell sometimes on the fly. Sometimes you just don't know when things are going to, you know, expand, increase, decrease. And you have to be ready and willing to jump on it. Because I know, you know, early on I'm like, no, I've already made everything. You know, my sell sheets are all ready. And I wouldn't have changed it. And then I wouldn't have made as many sales. I probably would have resonated with at least one person, but I want to change more lives than that. So get used to the idea of tweaking and tweaking fast, especially when you get that opportunity. And listen to the people around you. So create something that has a base so that you have the consistency of money coming in every single month that you don't have to worry about. Create momentum from other people. Create sales through other people. And then look at creating items based on what people will actually pay for. Because a lot of times people will do marketing and they'll, you know, ask people, what do you think? Would you be interested in this? You know, well, of course people are going to be nice and they're going to say yes. But until they put down hard, cold cash, will you know it's a good thing? So when I created the Public Speakers Association, I had barely a website up. I just had this idea. I had a sales form, and I started talking to people about it. And I pushed out a big email blast and a social media blast, and I made $12,000 that month. I said, okay, I guess this is a good idea. I guess I better get going on this. Another thing I want you to get used to is not looking at how much you make that moment, but the existence for the year. Meaning, if you have someone who bought in to a $50 program, but that they're going to actually sign up for the whole year at $50, that wasn't a $50 sell. That was a $600 sell. So if you go to an event and you sign someone up for a whole year, don't look at you only made $50. Yes, made $50 in your pocket right then and there, but as a business person, you have to look at how much you're making overall. So don't get stuck in that cycle of, oh, I only made $50. No, I made $600. Make sense? So I hope you enjoyed that little insight into how to make base, how to make money, and then how are you going to make something without it driving you crazy, and then how are you going to know to make something before you have to make it. So thank you. This is Tanya Hoffman. Check out my website at tanyahoffman.com. That's T-O-N-Y-A-H-O-F, just one of those, like Frank, M-A-N-N, so nancynancy.com. So one F, two N's. And I'd love for you to jump in on, I've got a special offer for a contest. I give away a $1,000 coaching session. Yes, I charge $1,000 an hour for my coaching. So you can sign up to be one of my winners. I select every single month a new winner. So even if you're listening to the recording, go ahead and sign up. So go to tanyahoffman.com, remember one F, two N's, /win, W-I-N. And there's a little contest form. Just fill that puppy out. And good luck to you. So Tanya Hoff signing off.